Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in our third study of this section of Philippians 1, verses 12 through 18, about Christ proclaimed. Today we're going to look at verses 15 through 17. And he talked about in the last verse about because of his imprisonment and the way that he had continued to preach Christ while in prison, how that it was emboldening others to proclaim Jesus as well. In verses 15 through 17, he tells us two categories of people that have been emboldened to preach. He says, some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I'm put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment.
Yeah, so he's going to start talking about these preachers that have come up since Christ has been in prison. And he really offers two groups, some that are doing it from envy and strife and some that are doing it from goodwill. And it kind of emphasizes this idea of attitude that's going to be a key idea through the book of, you know, what is the motive or the attitude behind their preaching?
Well, yeah, because that first group about the ones doing it out of envy and strife, who are detractors of Paul, they're preaching the true gospel.
Yeah.
These aren't false teachers. Because
if they were, message.
If they were, he wouldn't be happy about what they were preaching. He's okay with what they're preaching. The problem, as you said rightly, is their attitude. The right message can be preached from the wrong motives.
Yeah.
And the gospel still has the power to do its work, and it will do its work.
Doesn't have an effect on the recipient, I guess.
Well, it will have the gospel will have the effect on the recipient still because it's the gospel.
Right.
But the problem is with these guys themselves. You can do a lot of good things, but if you're doing it with the wrong motive, then, you know, it's kind of like the example of, you know, the widow that gave two mites and the rich man that gave a bunch. But the motive wasn't right.
Right.
And, you know, so there's these guys that are jealous maybe of Paul's success and his talents. And he talks about the strife and envy or envy and rivalry. That has to do with contention and conflict and division because of these critics that tried to discredit him.
Which is an interesting thought because that's kind of the key idea of what he's going to address later with the Philippian church.
And the two sisters.
It kind of gives us some insight into what he thinks about that whenever he faces it. It's just, okay, but so what? You know, the message is going to affect the recipient the same. It's not going to make a difference, you know, which preacher that comes from as long as it's the truth. But, you know, he says if they're doing it out of envy and strife and not goodwill, then, you know, they're hurting themselves, but they're still accomplishing the same mission. So whatever, you know, I'm just grateful. And that's what he's going to say later is I'm just grateful that, that Christ is being proclaimed, that the message is still going out. And so these two ideas, you know, you can have envy and strife, but some are also preaching, from goodwill out of love, he says in verse 16.
Yeah, love of the gospel, love of the Lord, maybe even love of the Apostle Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Their goodwill, that satisfaction and contentment that they're out there doing the work that God has given them to do.
Yeah, he says they do it out of love, knowing that I'm appointed for the defense of the gospel. Of course, that's something that he talked about earlier that they were sharing with him in verse 7 was the defense and the confirmation of the gospel.
Yeah, I love the appointment that the New American Standard has. The ESV just says, I'm put here for. But the word that's translated, I'm put here for, or appointment, is a military word. It was what they used when soldiers were being placed on duty. So we might say today, in a modern military sense, you get your orders.
Yeah.
Well, this is, I've been given my orders as a soldier for Christ to defend the gospel. He's in prison, but that doesn't change the fact that he has that duty, even if he's in prison.
And that's a...
He's just, his tour of duty has been changed.
Yeah, that's a different kind of mindset, too, of just, you know, this is what I've got to do. Like, this mm-hmm. is my assignment from the Lord, you know. The I couldn't do anything else if I tried to, you
yeah,
know.
The theater of operations has changed, but the orders are the same to do with that.
And
our circumstances shouldn't affect what our mission is. We need to be doing the work no matter where we are or what our circumstances around us might be.
And that may be the idea behind those of goodwill. The latter did I love, knowing that I'm appointed for the defense of the gospel. Well, maybe that's, you know, okay, well, now, if you're following that same terminology, well, now Paul's stationed in prison, so I need to be out here stationed elsewhere, you know, so that the gospel is defended in every place. They're just joining kind of Paul's efforts in making sure that that's still happening inside and outside of prison.
And you think about it, I'm sure Paul didn't want to go to prison.
Right.
We may think we know where we need to go and what we need to do, but God may have different ideas. And in his providence, he puts us where he needs us and wants us because, as you said, he needs the gospel proclaimed everywhere. And, you know, we all want, like, I want to be stationed in Hawaii if I'm in the military. I don't want to be stationed at the border of North and South Korea.
Right.
But guess what? We need soldiers at the border of North and South Korea. Mm. I may rather be at a congregation that loves me and appreciates me, but Paul, I need you in prison. That's where you can be most effective. And so, you know, Jude tells us to contend for the faith. We can't be Casper milquetoast. We can't be a weenie or a chicken about it. We got to stand up and give some reason, explanations in love, but we've got to proclaim the gospel and then learn to get out of God's way. That's what Euodia and Syntyche, these two sisters that are fighting, needed to do. We want to jump up and do what I want to do and what I have the right to do and get what I deserve. That's that word, selfish ambition, that we're going to see more than once in this this text. That's when we're getting in the way of God's agenda, and we just need to let God open those doors.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, you know, that's a mindset shift in that it doesn't matter who's getting it done. It's not about me. It's about the message that's being presented. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, who cares about who's the one that's voicing it? What matters is that Christ is proclaimed. And, you know, I think it's amazing to me to see how that the Lord will use, you know, just different events to still accomplish his will. And if things turned out differently and Paul wasn't in prison, then I have no doubt that the Lord's will would still be accomplished. And so I think it's interesting that they arrest Paul to silence him in the streets. And instead, what turned out is, okay, well, we're going to rise up new preachers in the mm-hmm. streets, and you're going to have to hear about it in prison.
That's,
you know,
right. And so, but no matter who plants the seed is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Your motives may be right or may be wrong or whatever. A friend of mine was an academic dean at a preaching school, and he would talk about guys that would call him and say, well, I want to preach because I've lost my job. Or I want to preach because I'm injured and can't do anything else. Or I want to preach because it seems like an easy way to make a living. And he said, I just want to reach right through the phone and slap them and tell them your motivation is not right. It has to be better than that. So their motivation is not right, but, you know, they're proclaiming the gospel. And the principle here is that the circumstances may be bad for me, but great for Christ. That's the way it was for Paul. It was bad for him in prison, but really good for the gospel of Christ. So Paul presents himself as the first example of selflessness, or others before self. Who did Paul put before himself? Well, in verse 12, he talks about the brothers and advancing the gospel. In verse 13, my imprisonment is for Christ. In verse 15, I'm preaching Christ. Verse 17, proclaiming Christ. Verse 18, Christ is proclaimed. Who did Paul put above himself? Jesus.
Yeah.
And those who needed to hear the good news about Jesus. He put his circumstances secondary to the betterment of the spread of the gospel. So we'll get into more of that in verse 18. Hope you'll be back with us tomorrow on Scripture Spotlight. We hope you'll like and share, tell others about this. Whether you're driving to work or mowing the yard or relaxing in the evening, you'll spend 5 to 10 minutes with us every day as we dig into God's Word to find the message that He has for us. Thank you for listening to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.